More than 300,000 people have been killed in Mexico since the start of the U.S.-led war on drugs in 2006. And today, Mexico continues to make headlines as one of the most dangerous countries in Latin America.
Since 2006 to these days, most of the violence is drug-related, and it has become a much different violence compared to what we had in previous years.
For over a decade, the response to worsening violence has been a bilateral security strategy between the United States and Mexico known as the Mérida Initiative, an agreement that was signed in 2008 between former Mexican President Felipe Calderón and former U.S. President George W. Bush. Since its inception, Mexico has received more than $3 billion worth of U.S. aid for security measures, along with training and equipment aimed at curbing transnational crime and reducing violence.
There was a big effort to train police officers, which was carried out all over Mexico, municipal, state, and federal police officers. So if you depart from that baseline of training, of developing institutional capacities, there have been a number of baby steps, if you want to say, of some tiny successes that have been changed one after the other.
13 years after the agreement was signed, critics say the strategy has failed.
There were 23,290 homicides reported in Mexico in just the first 8 months of this year, according to statistics from the nonprofit group Causa en Común. And while the homicide rate over the past 5 years shows that violence has begun to plateau, Mexico continues to average more than 35,000 violent deaths every year.
Desperate to reduce violence nationwide, Mexican officials recently declared an end to the Mérida Initiative, adding that Mexico and the U.S. would work toward a new bilateral strategy. Some analysts, however, warned that a new agreement won't be easy to reach.
I don't think that they are ready at this point to come to terms. I don't know if the Americans are going to be very strong-headed and very willing to impose some sort of agreement. Unless there is an agreement of minds, there is very little that can be accomplished. And unfortunately, I don't see that that coming together very likely in 24 hours.
While the U.S. has shown a willingness to negotiate on a new bilateral security arrangement, Mexican leaders have said cooperation will only be possible if the U.S. does more to stem the flow of illegal weapons crossing the border into Mexico. Both countries have stated their commitment to curbing violence, admitting that a drastically new approach is necessary. What's uncertain is if willingness alone will be enough to finally turn a corner on the most violent period in Mexico's history. Manuel Rápalo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.